It's the Forces Station BFBS. Let's go and get another Cycle 123 update with Father Stephen Sharkey, who is cycling all the way up to Newcastle with BSM Andrew Herity, raising money for Blesma and the Red Cypher charity. That's 3OC's charity. Morning, Stephen. How are you? You all right?
Good morning, Andy. I'm not too bad, and Andy and I are holding together here, I think, just about.
Fantastic. Now, I noticed on your Facebook page that you were actually at the Hook of Holland yesterday evening, so you made it to the Hook of Holland after an incredible, 373 miles so far. Absolutely amazing. So whereabouts are you now?
We're now in Harwich. We're actually just looking at the ferry, having just been through passport control, and we're back on the road and heading up towards North Luffenham, so probably outskirts Ipswich on up through Cambridge, and then somehow we'll get up to North Luffenham. I don't know if it'll be today, but most likely tomorrow.
Okay, and how are the legs as we speak?
Not too bad. I think both of us had been, it's very hard to get out of bed in the morning, and also when you sit down to have a bite to eat, it's standing up that makes us look as though we're about 80 years of age. Lurching about, but Andy put a bit of strapping in his leg yesterday just to protect it. It wasn't any real injury, but the biggest similarity was him screaming like a cat as he took it off later on because he had the sunburn.
How does this differ from obviously some of the charity cycles that you've done in the past? I mean, obviously this is quite grueling, bearing in mind it is summer.
Probably just we're pushing ourselves a bit more than I did in the previous cycles. The previous ones I did at the start of June, and we'd be heading more into Central Europe rather than away from Central Europe. But yesterday I noticed, I think the wind was more in our face than it was in the previous cycle, so probably a bit more tough.
And what's the weather like in Harwich this morning?
It's lovely, just a slight cloud over the sky. Thankfully no wind. Please God that may last, because yesterday on the way up to Rotterdam it became quite windy, and then it was a killer because most of the road in from outskirts of Rotterdam was cobbled. So it wasn't very pleasant, and both of us suffered quite a bit with that. And also, the signage would face you one direction, get you there, and then turn you back almost. So the signage was not great to get us to the port. But we got there eventually late last night.
So far, so good. Are you on track? I know you were hoping maybe to get to North Luffenham later.
Our plan is get close as possible to North Luffenham. I think it's just a wee bit out of reach. We need to just watch the knees. We're not getting any younger, but we'll get as close as we can. Definitely hit it tomorrow and then head up towards Albemarle Barracks and see how fast we can get towards there. We're not sure exactly if the hills, as a truck just passes, as the hills hit us in the next few days. We'll probably skip the A1 because it's the easiest route to follow.
Right.
Rather than try and be adventurous and go through little towns. But we'll see. We're not sure. Maybe next Monday or Tuesday, hopefully hit Albemarle Barracks at the latest.
That's absolutely terrific. Just a reminder, if you do want to sponsor Father Sharkey and Andrew Herity, BSM Herity, from 3RHA for Blesma and Red Cypher, there's loads of ways of doing it. And don't forget, of course, you can check out the justgiving.com/cycle123 page for Blesma. And, of course, keep listening to BFBS for more updates. Father Sharkey, thank you very much indeed. Did you have a good night's sleep last night?
I did. It was actually remarkable. We didn't even know we'd berthed into Harwich. We woke up in the morning, switched on the TV. You could see out the captain's bridge. We thought we were still sailing, so it was a nice, pleasant night.
Nice feeling as well.
Hello. It was some good food, nice night's sleep, so we're ready for this morning. Well, we're nearly ready for this morning. We're stretching off a little bit here before we start cycling, so hopefully on the road and do as much as we can in the next few hours.
Brilliant. Best wishes to Andy, and hope to catch up with you again very soon.
Thanks very much, Andy. Take care, everyone.
Cheers.